Welcome to For Such a Time as This. I'm Cynthia West. It is time to thank Jesus that He is the living Word and that He equips us each day to succeed, especially for such a time as this. And now, let's hear the encouragement of God's Word. We lift you up, Adonai Eloheinu, the Lord our God. We lift you up, Adonai Elion, the Lord God Most High. We lift you up to the highest heights of our lives and in our very beings, Lord. And we say thank you for being God. We recognize you, we love you, and we know you. The Word of God says, in the beginning, and I repeat again those three words, in the beginning, because they are so awesome. Because in the beginning, God said, it is not good that man should be alone. We were made for relationship, and we were made for relationship with Almighty God. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6, they say, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord with all your heart and mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Hallelujah. When you have a true relationship with someone, there is a giving and a taking. You lean towards them and they lean towards you. And the Lord wants you to lean towards Him and He to be the one you lean on. Leaning on Him is a relationship. Hallelujah. There is healing in a relationship. I am just reminding you of Scripture and reminding you to filter everything through God. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge Him, and He will direct and make straight your paths. Perhaps before we get out of bed, we could say, Lord Jesus, please show me the truth in everything today, in all I hear and see and do, and before I turn on my TV. Maybe I should be asking, checking, is this honoring to God? Is this in line with the Word of God? Is what I am about to do an action that God would want me to take? Is this thought that is making me fearful something that the Spirit of God, who dwells within me as a child of God, would want me to think? Are the words that I am saying words that a vessel of God should be saying? Are the ungodly words that I am hearing grieving the Holy Spirit who dwells in me? Am I protecting the doorway of my ears by listening to repetitive, fearful words over and over again? God gave me a brain. I think I can turn off a TV screen that constantly gives repetitive words of fear. I have the mind of Christ. I am responsible for the doorway of my eyes. I am responsible for the doorway of my ears. I am responsible for the doorway of my heart. I am a vessel of Almighty God that the Holy Spirit can use. The Holy Spirit edifies Jesus, lifts up Jesus. The Holy Spirit shows forth Jesus. Filter everything through Jesus. Again, before we get out of bed, say, and let's say it again together, Lord Jesus, please show me the truth in everything today in all I see and hear and say and do. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. The Lord declares, you shall not be depressed. Arise from the depression and prostration in which circumstances have you. I declare it is rebuked in Jesus' name. The Lord declares, you shall not be anxious. Be anxious for nothing, says the word of God. So I declare it is rebuked in Jesus' name. The Lord declares, you shall not lose your mind. The word of God says you have the mind of Christ. So you remain in your right mind in Jesus' name. So, in encouraging us to stand, I believe the Lord would remind us again to lower our nets one more time. Child of God, lower your nets one more time. I believe the Lord would remind us again that lowering our nets is not just for us. It is also for others who are in the boats next to us, because they will help us to bring in the super abundant harvest. Please allow me to encourage you to pick up your Bible. Pick up your Bible. If it's in a corner of the room somewhere right now, please find it. If it's readily at hand, please go and get it now. Open your Bible. For now, it doesn't matter what page. And I ask you to hold up your Bible and let us make a declaration together, if you would so trust me. If you don't have your Bible to hand, then please just raise your hand and say this declaration with me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I turn back to the ancient paths, to the cross, to the blood of Jesus. I turn back to you, my first love. I ask you to keep me in your way everlasting. I declare your word is a light unto my feet and a lamp unto my path. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. You, sir, you, madam, you carry precious seed, the seed of the gospel. It is time for you to give birth, to spread the seed of the gospel. Almighty God, the creator of heaven and earth, has put the seed of the word of his salvation in you, and you have to give birth to it, sir, madam. I believe the Lord would have us remember why he has chosen us for such a time as this. Do not forget why God has you in the position or the place that you are in right now. You were made to shine in the gross darkness of Isaiah chapter 60. Let me read God's word to you. Allow me to read Ephesians chapter 5, verse 6 to 17. It says, let no one delude and deceive you with empty excuses. Now, this word is usually connected to keeping ourselves and our spirits pure. So I carry on reading. Let no one delude and deceive you with empty excuses and groundless arguments. For through these things, the wrath of God comes upon the sons of rebellion and disobedience. So do not associate or be sharers with them. For once you were in darkness, but now you are in the light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Lead the lives of those native born to the light. For the fruit, the effect, the product of the light or the spirit consists in every form of kindly goodness, uprightness of heart and trueness of life. and try to learn in your experience what is pleasing to the Lord. Let your lives be constant proofs of what is acceptable to him. Take no part in and have no fellowship with the fruitless deeds and enterprises of darkness, but instead let your lives be so in contrast as to expose and reprove and convict them. For it is a shame even to speak of or mention the things that such people practice in secret. But when anything is exposed and reproved by the light, it is made visible and clear. And where everything is visible and clear, there is light. Therefore, Almighty God, he has a capital H, he says, awake, O sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall shine, make day dawn upon you, and give you light. Look carefully then how you walk. Live purposefully and worthily and accurately, not as the unwise and witless, but as wise, sensible, intelligent people, making the very most of the time, buying up each opportunity. Because the days are evil, therefore do not be vague and thoughtless and foolish, but understanding and firmly grasping what the will of the Lord is. Hallelujah to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Remembering Hebrews chapter 5 verse 14 speaks about solid food is for those who are full grown. It says, but solid food is for full grown men, for those whose senses and mental faculties are trained by practice to discriminate and distinguish between what is morally good and noble and what is evil and contrary either to divine or human law. Hallelujah to the word of God. Hallelujah, Lord. And so I remind you quickly of Psalm 46 verse 1 to 3, which says, God is our refuge and strength, mighty and impenetrable to temptation, a very present and well-proved help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains be shaken in the midst of the seas, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains tremble at its swelling and tumult. Selah. Pause and calmly think of that. That is the word of God. That is the word of God that I have read for you today. And I pray that it will take root and bear fruit. For those of you who have not accepted Jesus into your life, may I invite you now. These few words would be a start. If you say, Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I believe that you died on the cross to pay the price for my sin. And right now, I turn to you and I repent of my sin. I turn away from it and I ask you, Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. Please come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. And Holy Spirit, please fill me now. Show me Jesus and let Jesus be seen in me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God, the Lamb of God, who is now also the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He comes to reign in majesty. Amen, amen, and amen. And may I say thank you to those of you who did phone in response to my request for a phone call to say that you are listening to the program. I pray God's blessings on you, and I thank you very much for that response. In Jesus' name. You have been listening to For Such a Time as This with Cynthia West, a time to share scripture and to encourage the body of Christ in their daily walk. I pray you have been blessed and encouraged by God's word for such a time as this. For more information, contact 772-344-8485. Take my life and let it